Hundreds of teachers are running for office across the country. Their campaigns focus primarily on school funding and teacher pay, the same issues that led teachers in Arizona, Kentucky, and Oklahoma to walk out in protest earlier this year. In Indiana, the pool of teacher candidates is smaller, but as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay reports, they echo similar frustrations in public education.
John Hurley's classroom looks more like a workshop than anything. Old industrial machines sit quiet, waiting, while other parts of the room come alive as students begin working on different projects. As students cut metal or assemble small engine parts, Hurley checks on each of them.
On that, I know it's going to be noisy. If you want the earmuffs, we can get those again. No big deal. I'll have you on your engines and you guys continuing on. All right. Let's get to work, please.
Hurley's taught career and technical education here in Spencer County for nearly a decade. He loves his job, but he says lately new policies from lawmakers have taken power away from people in schools, the ones directly affected by the changes.
Most of that control has gone essentially to Indianapolis.
Hurley wants to give public schools and educators more say in important decisions. So this year, he's running for a seat in Indiana's General Assembly.
I wouldn't be doing this, one, if I didn't think it needed to be done. And I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think it was possible to win the position.
He's not the only educator with eyes on the State House. A handful of others in Indiana are running, with many more in other states. School funding is a big motivator, nationwide and for Hoosiers. A report earlier this year shows Indiana's public education funding never returned to pre-recession levels after adjusting for inflation. Indiana State Teachers Association President Teresa Meredith says the political surge of educators is part of a national public education movement called Red for Ed.
I think the wave that you've seen across the country is just beginning to bubble up here.
Seemingly constant shifts in policy have educators on edge, too. Meredith says not every lawmaker needs to be an expert in education, but they have a responsibility to talk to people who are.
And by experts, I'm not talking about, you know, university leaders out on the East Coast or the West Coast. I'm talking about people right here in Indiana right now who are on the ground doing this work every single day.
State Representative Tony Cook has seen both sides. His teaching and school administration experience spans 40 years. He's retired now and serves as the vice chair on the House Education Committee. He says the reality of lawmaking means even the best bills hardly ever leave the State House the way they started.
You don't walk in here and just change everything yourself. You can't do it. You've got to build coalitions. You've got to find the people that believe the way you do. And then you work in compromising situations.
A law Cook authored earlier this year changed how schools can manage their funds. He says he hears teachers' frustrations and agrees they should earn more money, but they aren't the only ones asking.
Teachers need to understand that, okay, you got everybody else waiting in line. You got all these other people coming at you, firemen, police, and that never stops.
Lawmakers reconvene in January. The next session includes crafting the state budget, meaning teacher pay and education funding will certainly take the stage. Educators and their unions will be watching closely as the next session plays out, and whether teacher candidate Hurley is doing that from his classroom or from a seat in the State House, he says his campaign and those of other teachers have already sent a message.
It shows that we will step up. And we will, again, advocate for our students, for the schools, and for the communities around this state.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.